I want to talk about sowing and reaping. What did I say? Not like farmer. I don't know what we'll title it. When you sow. Amen. It's sad that when people hear sow, the first thing that comes to their mind is money. It's sad because that is not the highest volume of the word sowing in the scriptures. Are you listening to me? In the scriptures, sowing was not primarily about money. And this morning, I just want to look at the basic principles of sowing and reaping because it's a biblical principle. Let's look at Jesus' commentary on sowing in Matthew 13. Are you alive this morning? All right, in Matthew 13, the same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. So the way it used to be is that Jesus is the one that will sit, then the congregation will start. Stand. If you do that today in church, they will say that pastor is egoistic. They will say that pastor, I don't know, what kind of pastor is that? He will not sit and be preaching. Everybody will not stand. He thinks he is God. But that was what Jesus did. Just kidding. I can't even sit. I mean, I like walking around. All right? So, he sat and the multitude stood. That's three. And he spoke many things to them in parables. Behold, a sower went to sow. Every time some people hear sow like this, the first thing is, how much? How much am I getting back? Like it's banking investment. The sower went to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them. And some fell upon the stony places. And it had not much soil. So when it sprang up, there was no deepness in the soil. And when the sun was up, it scorched it. Because it had no root. And they withered away. And some fell among thorns. And the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit. 100 and some 60 and some 30. Let him that have ears, let him hear. Amen. 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 So he said, some went to sow. He eventually tells them in verse 18, hear you the parable of the sower. When one hears the word, say the word. Come on, say the word. So he told them that the seed is what? Mark 4. Mark chapter 4, the same account, but Mark presents it in a different way. Mark 4 verse 14, Mark said, the sower sowed, Mark 4 14, look at your Bible. The sower sowed the word. Say the word. Alright, so the highest volume of what you call seed sowing in the scriptures is to sow the word. So I preach, for example, we've been around since Thursday, right? And we'll be looking at God's right hand. That is me sowing the word. And I want to trust God that it fell on good ground. Amen. Amen. And it will bring forth fruit. Amen. It will bring forth fruit. Amen. It will bring forth fruit. Amen. You will see it in your ministry. You will see it in your family. Amen. Alright, so the volume of what you call seed sowing is the word. Paul in 1 Corinthians 3, he said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gives increase. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, I'll start from verse 5. Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? Are we not ministers by whom you believed? Even as the Lord gave to every man. Some of you are here even with people that got you saved. That's okay. Say, we are ministers by whom you believed. That's it. Now say, I have planted, verse 6, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Say, God gave the increase. Come on, say, God gave the increase. We believe for increase. We believe for increase. So, Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered. So the primary, word that seed represents in the scriptures is the word of God. He says, when the sower sowed the seed is the word. Now, someone said, I've been saying it, that we are not meant to be sowing money. No. The Bible says, come. There are instances in the scriptures where sowing was used for money too. What I am saying is that you must be loud where God's word is loud. You must be silent where it's silent. Your volume must show the volume of the scriptures. That means if the Bible is not very loud on something, I must also not be very loud on it. I must not amplify what Jesus is quiet about. The moment you start amplifying what Jesus is quiet about, you turn to a false preacher. You turn to a false preacher. So, are there instances where the Bible teaches believers giving to the poor? Yes. Believers giving to pastors? Yes. I was talking to Browell some days ago, just in days. And someone came to meet me one time and said, why am I always giving and giving to church? I have a particular mission outlet I give to yearly. And sometimes it costs me a lot. So you are like, that is scam. Scam. Organized fraud. You're giving to the government. No, I'd rather spend my money on myself. Nobody's stopping you, Oga. Did I beg money from you? Amen. I told him, I said, you go to club. It's a colleague, we work together sometimes. I said, you go to club. And in that club, they sell Coca-Cola for 5,000 naira. Now, I know because I don't go to club. Amen. You know what I use this man to say? I know because I take Coca-Cola. So I've confessed. Amen. Prophet is looking like him. Brother Shala look at it and yeah, he takes more than I do. We've just not found out. His own is subtle. Mine, I'll tell you, I want to take Coca-Cola. You just say, drink coffee, gel. So people don't really get to find out. They think it's pastor that likes Coca-Cola. And so, I asked him, I want to sell. He said, 5,000 naira. That we are in a premium place. He's happy. He's happy that what is being sold 200 naira. So suddenly to him, it's 5,000 naira. And you are the one telling me how to spend my money. You must be stupid. And then you go to concerts. And the singer will come late. The person that you paid 70,000 naira to listen to will come late. God forbid the pastor comes late. The church will scatter. Say, that man, you just been here. He's irresponsible. But your own star will come late. If he comes late and he will sing, that's good. But he will not sing. They will not play the same song that you already have on your phone. They will not play the song. You will not be doing like, if I wanted, like, would I not stay in my house and be singing it myself? I came to hear you, Yana. I should sing. Am I the guest? You paid 70,000 naira to listen to someone for 30 minutes. Your pastor teaches every week. Amen. The person did not pray for you, the 70,000 naira guy. One was even stoning the fans. I'm serious. We bought a bottle. Water bottle. I think someone put his leg or something. He stoned him. You paid to be stoned. Then you are the one that will now come and tell me that I should not give to God. You must be stupid. Don't think you can tell me how to spend my own money. Amen. You go to restaurant. That one, I don't understand it. They will not put two lines of spag. You know, line. They will put this. They will spiral this spiral so that I can look plenty. Then just you know, salad. Just put one spoon. 30,000. Nay. Can't be so. Then you take that one. Money, $1,000 that you are meant to give to your wife. Cook correct soup. That will last 1 week. You see, that pastor likes money. No. Am I not saying the truth? Amen. You spend all of that outside. Then, when it comes to giving to pastors, that's where you have problem. You are not thinking well. This money is not even about giving to pastors at all. We get to where we are going to. It's just an ideology that must be confronted. What did I say? It must be what? Confronted. The Bible teaches giving. You must not be a stingy believer. To those around you. To members of your local church. You have all the jewelries in the world. You've got all the shoes in the world. Sometimes you don't even know what to wear. As you're looking at your jewelry collection, you just say, I belong to you, Lord. So should I just match silver? Or I should do like a dial okra? No, I just said that okra last week. I have to say it. But there's a sister in your cell, fellowship. Will you understand that? She might not have a lot of footwears. And you've got 6. There's nothing stopping you from taking 1 and giving. And Paul also calls that sowing. Not because you will reap it. Not because you're expecting something back, no. But because someone else will do it for you too. Amen. You say, what you sow, you reap. He used it for financial giving in 1 Corinthians 9. You learning something? This is not really a subject matter. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 13, verse 12, if others be partaker of this power over you, if others be partakers of your giving, he's saying that myself and Apollos, are we not worth it? It starts from verse 10. Or say it all together for verse 6. Verse 9. For it is written in the law of Moses, you will not muzzle the ox that threshes the corn. Muzzle the word. How many of you have dogs? You have dogs that are walking in the flesh. Oh, you think I wanted to praise you? I don't like dogs. I don't like dogs at all. I don't have any pet that I like. So I might not be like some of you. I don't have any pet. Favorite pet, everybody knows. Fried chicken. Not chicken, fried one. That's the pet I like. Put Coke inside it. Amen. Yeah, what's chicken without Coke? Hallelujah. Uh-huh. You know, if you have dogs, if you have the violent ones, they will have told you before that you ought to muzzle them. Right? So there's this, almost like a weave-like, it's like a basket. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. A dog has chased me before. So you understand why I don't like it. One chased me, I killed it. One chased me, I was just running. I said, my life is in my mouth. My heart is in my mouth. You know, dogs are horrible, man. Alright. So it's not horrible until he bites you. Alright, so Moses said, you will not muzzle the ox that threshes the corn. That means the ox that is walking ought not to have its mouth closed. It must be eaten. Is it making sense? Because it is threshing the corn, it must be eaten. He's threshing the corn with his foot. He must eat with his mouth. That means if he's giving you spiritual things, he said in verse 12. So if we have sown to you spiritual things, can we not reap of your material things? Is it making sense? So as the ox is threshing the corn, he must be feeding. Is it making sense? Right? Don't muzzle the ox that threshes the corn. Then in verse 12, he says, if others be partaker of this power over you, are we not rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power. I've said it before that every minister of the gospel, a pastor, ought to have a work. Now understand that you can grow to a point where the pastor cannot actually work because of the volume of ministry work. That's understandable. I don't expect Pastor Adeboye to work, for example. I don't. The volume is too much. Well, if you're a young minister like me, you should have work. You can't be sitting in church and be counseling people. No. How can I be counseling you on Monday morning? You don't have work. I don't have work. You don't have work. Both of us now meet and be doing like we're spiritual. No. Come on Monday evening when we are back from work. Amen. Because if you don't work, you will soon start selling the gospel. Before you know it, you package it with small Genesis. You see where? Make it presentable. Because greed will finish you. Hunger. There's supper. Supper be mercy. There's supper. So, when you're hungry, you cannot preach very well. Hallelujah. How come I call that? Why are you not praying? You should be praying. See, I'm tired. You should be praying in this church. It's hunger. Amen. Hunger games. So, it should work. Paul says, but we have not taken advantage of this power, but we have suffered all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Can we read verse 13 to 14 together? Do you not know that they which minister holy things live of the things of the temple? That's Leviticus 6:16. And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar. Verse 14. Even so as the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. Is it making sense? So, we ought to give. If there's someone, not just pastors, if there's someone that comes to your house to teach you, comes to teach you God's word, it doesn't have to be big. Pepsi. Rice. Now, I understand that the disciples sometimes cannot just go to your house and start eating rice. You walk going to what? I say, you are just like discipling that sister. Apparently they haven't come in the house. God be unbeliever. you should not be going on follow up and going follow up. That's not good enough. Amen. That's not good enough. But learn to appreciate those who sow to you spiritual things. Don't say, Pastor, it's because I don't have money yet. No. The issue is not that you don't have money. The issue is you don't give. He that is faithful in small is faithful in much. He didn't say he will be faithful. He said he's faithful. If you say it's because you don't have, no, when you have, you will still not do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was pastoring, 2015. Someone gave me 100 naira. I collected with so much joy because I knew she did not have it. Amen. I said, thank you. Of course, eventually, most of those kind of money still goes back to the congregation. If pastors tell you how much, go back. Are we not paying off? If pastors tell you how much, they donate to people's wedding, donate for people's school fees, welfare. Paul says, those who sow to you spiritual things, can we not read about your material things? But that's not what we're talking about today. I'm just letting you know that sowing and reaping was also used for material giving. It's not like you are expecting it back, you. That's absurd now. Pastor, yeah, now, Alpha. Pastor, I gave you something last week. Last week, Alpha, when will I reap now? Pastor, you reap me, oh. But that's not the emphasis of the scripture. Amen. So it should be common practice for us to give. Say, I know to give. Say, I give. So, Jesus said, the sower sowed the word. The sower sowed the word. That means, that is the genesis of how we got saved. It is the seed principle. We got saved because the word was sown and it brought fruit of eternal life. Say, I've got eternal life. Say, I've got eternal life. So, if we got saved that way, then our walk with God will also be with the seed principle. It will also be with the seed principle. Amen? And I want to talk about when we sow. I think that's what we titled. When we sow. Say, when we sow. So I want to talk about four things about sowing and reaping. Just four. And then we'll close the service. Number one, you will reap what you sow. How basic is that? Very basic, I assume. You will reap, tell someone beside you, you will reap what you sow. Ah, say you reap what you sow. Are you scared? Are you not sowing right? Say you reap what you sow. Aha! Galatians 6. Learn something? Verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word, let him communicate to the one that teaches him in all good things. Communicate is to give. That give the person that teaches you the word in all good things. Well, that's not what we're going to. Verse 7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, he also reaps. You will reap what you sow. In Job chapter 4, verse 8, even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness, what will they reap? Goodness. Huh? They will reap the same thing. Proverbs 22. Those who sow wickedness will reap it. Proverbs 22 verse 8. He that sows iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. He that sows iniquity shall reap vanity. So, God is not mocked. Pay attention to the seed you sow. Pay attention to the seed you sow. If you are sowing the word in people's lives, you are going to see the fruit of the word. You will reap what you sow. If you learn to sow prayer, you will reap what you sow. God is not mocked. There are people, you see, if you sow orange on the land, and the next day, and the harvest time you went there and you reap apple, you are either a thief or you're on someone's land. You're on someone else's land. You will reap what you sow. God is not mocked. It is the principle of the word of God. You will reap what you sow. That's the first thing about sowing. When you sow, know fully well that you will reap what you sow. If you sow discord, and every time what you're always sowing in people's lives and relationships is that you always just break it up. You know, there are gossips. Believers who gossip. Have you heard? If I tell you what's happening, speak loud. What does that mean? Speaking loud. If I tell you what's happening in this church. Have you heard pastor? Say it now. You are saying something about pastor the other time. That's what I do. If you come to me and you are saying, say it now, brother Ayo. What do you want to say about brother Ayo? Hey, brother Ayo, come. Hallelujah. There was one brother that called me one time. Not in this church. I was talking about someone. I said, please wait. I did group call. I called the person. Join. Bro Kini, he's on his call. He's on the call now. So say what you're saying. If you cannot say it, then that's gossip. If that's all you keep sowing around, you reap what you sow. If what you sow is negligence and carelessness, people will give it to you back in multiple folds. There are people whose ministry is not functional and effective today because they've sown the wrong seeds. The story of a particular man who is always abusing ministers of the gospel. He's always dishonoring them in his words and all of that. So he now started his own ministry. And you think it will prosper? It cannot. If it prosper, God is mocked. You are spoken down on every minister in the body of Christ. That one, go more doctrine. Well, you are the one. Doctrine Wikipedia. You are the only one that knows doctrine. Shut up. Shut your trap. Ah, see. All these churches, all these fake churches, shut up. How will you tell people? Is it your church? If it's not your church, you keep quiet. Face your own work. I don't have time. That's why if you go to my social media, you don't see anything. Amen. Don't say, let me connect with you on Facebook, let me connect with you on Instagram. You just want to waste your time. I'm not there. I'm there, but like, I'm not there. Because I don't have time to start looking at what everybody in the body of Christ is doing. Hallelujah. I don't have the time. I wasn't trained that way. To poke nose into everybody's business. No. If you dishonor, you report yourself. The brother started church. You know when they say someone has 2.5 disciples? 2.5. You don't have disciples. That's like when he goes to the toilet, you are bothered. What's the salo? If he goes there, you follow. Say, how far now? He said, I want to use myself. Say, I'm waiting. That's 2.5. Quarter disciples is your brother. He's only there because if he does not come, you're not giving food. So he's a by force disciple. Say, is there church today? Say, now, dress up. How long? That was not a disciple. That's a disciple. Amen. Yes. You report you sow. If you sow dishonor, people will dishonor you. It's not hard. Learn to observe the seed you're sowing. Learn to observe the seed, the kind of seed you're sowing into your life. Because God is not mocked. You will reap what you sow. Hallelujah. Sow the right seed. You know, there are people who are not sowing the right seed and they expect something different to happen. Someone started his own church on the foundation of prayer and fasting and consistent studying of the word. You want to start your own. The first thing you want to do is to print flyer and look for hotel venue. You cannot reap what he reaped because you will reap what you sow. If you gather people in a fellowship, in a cell, with good music, you say, "Woo! Ta-da-da! Praise the Lord!" You know that tribute kind of thing. I like that church. Say what? Vibes. I like the pastor. It's not like all these old school pastors. I like that good old church pastor. I like all those old school. This one wear jackets, ripped jeans. He walks like this, like he has stroke. That's the way he walks. No. That's your pastor. How can the Bible be an example to believers? If every believer is walking like this, will people be saved? Nigga raw, man. So, today, I want to talk about Bro Solomon. You feel me? David was a prophet, man. He said, I like it. He used rap to preach. Which of the apostles used rap to preach? Are you not also insane? Amen. And you know, no matter how horrible you are, everybody has their own audience. I saw someone that was using Fanta to baptize. And people were writing down. They were diligently writing down. Amen. You reap what you sow. Sow the right seed. Start things the right way. God has spoken to you. Start with prayer. Setting up a work. Prayer. If you use music to gather people, someone else will use music to take them away. Better music will take them away. Yorubas will say, Yawota Fijofe, Inoluma Wolo. Let me translate it before you think you say that pastor always doing incantations small. The wife you married by through a dance competition. You married her because you knew how to dance. She will eventually go to a show and see a better dancer. And you turn single. Watch what you sow. If you sow bitterness, you will reap bitterness. It's not a curse. It is the rule of Genesis. In Genesis 1, 11 and 12, that's what God said. Let the earth bring forth fruit after its kind. Meaning that whatsoever you sow, Genesis 1, 11 and 12, whatsoever you sow, that's exactly what you reap. So the first principle about sowing, when you sow, you must know that you what? You reap what you sow. So don't sow bitterness. Don't sow anger. Don't sow strife. Some people wonder why they don't get favor from people. This is not a spiritual thing. They don't get favor from people. You know, when they are in need, nobody is really available to help them because you don't help others too. Because you're always after yourself. You're always about yourself. Change that. You will reap what you sow. That's the first thing. When you sow, you must realize you're going to reap what you sow. Number two, you will reap where you sow. You will reap what you sow, then you will reap where you sow. You can't sow all the time into your career and expect that you will reap in the ministry. It doesn't work. Every time, all your focus is about deadlines and ROIs, and analysis and reports and all of that. You know, it's good to be a good career woman. Like I said earlier, you must work with your own hands. Anybody who does not work must not eat. That's what the Bible says. You say, no, Pastor, I'm God's baby. People should be feeding me. As per what? National budget. No. You work. Find work. Where you put your resources to, that's where you reap. The beautiful thing about sowing is that God honors your seed. So you will reap where you sow. Let me say something. Some people get blessed by the ministry of the pastor more, not because they are hearing something else. No, but because they've sown their time, they've sown their resources to that man. And so everybody is under the same ministration, but they get blessed more. The results show in their life more. Why? You will reap where you sow. The local church needs money. No, we wanted to do something. Let's say, for example, we want to do camp meeting. And the pastor comes and says, oh, we need so and so amount to get camp meeting done and all of that. And you are there going to the beach. I remember as a younger pastor, my pastor said, so someone bought a new phone. And we had a program to Faith Plaza. And someone bought a new phone. She said, you went to buy phone. The expression I saw on the face was a very, very sad one. Now, someone say, sure you don't use phone. No, at that moment, the person had not given a single kobo. He has not given one naira. And he went to buy phone. And it's not, you know, when you buy phone, he's going to buy high-end phone. I'm talking about as far back as 2015. Going to buy one big phone, she said. And you've not given a naira. Why are you like this? Amen. And you call yourself one of the workers. You reap where you sow. You reap what? So the first one is what you reap. Come on, you reap. Number two, you reap. If you sow to yourself, you will reap it. It's not a blessing. It's not a curse. It is the law of God. If you put more resources there, if you put more of your time there, you will reap where you sow. It's not even a prayer. You will reap where you sow. Number three. Are you with me? You will reap after you sow. If you sow now and in the next 5 minutes you are digging up the soil, that where is my harvest? You are wasting your time. You reap what you sow. You reap where you sow. You will reap after you sow. Patience is one of the key virtues of Christian work. Say, God, I've been praying. God, I've been praying since all these days. When are you going to hear me, Lord? When are you going to answer me, Lord? You will reap after you sow. Some things take time. Are you with me this morning? Galatians 6. So say, you reap what you sow. So sow the right seeds. Sow the right seeds. Sow the word into that man's life. Sow the word of God into that young lady's life. Don't start to sign a package and say, okay, you know what? You know, there are people who raise disciples by giving them money. Say, oh yeah, I'll give you money. Every time you come to church, there's one on campus, there's one brother like that. I won't mention the name of the fellowship. You know, he'll be inviting people to fellowship. Then we'll give them money. 200 naira. And then we used to buy, kolabo. They call it kolabo. We used to buy a pack, jollof rice and fried rice, with plantain and chicken, 200 naira. So, if I go to fellowship, I just get night food. How good can God be?
Say, give them 200 naira. If you don't wait to the end, 50 naira. You agree or you don't agree. So after the service, just he's talking to his disciples. Ashe is not edification. Ashe is not, he's not asking, what did you learn? He's sharing national budget. You, I saw you go out now. 170. I saw you go out. He's not sowing the right seed. You will reap what you sow. You cannot raise someone like that and expect them to turn out to be a minister of the gospel. You reap what you sow. I've always told you, your true members are the ones that show up for prayer meetings. I don't deceive myself. When I want to know our true, that's why I don't ask for attendance of church service on Sunday. Have I ever asked for that one? Who came? Who did not come? I don't ask attendance for your cell meeting. But I every time want to know all the people that came for prayer meeting. I want to know. I ask for it every time. And I will read through all the names. Because those are your true disciples. You will reap what you sow. You reap where you sow. If every time you're always focused on your business, that's all you're going to reap from. And at the end of your life, it's going to end in regrets. It's not a curse. It's not a curse. Remember that guy? He used to sweep the church. It's a story I heard. He used to sweep the church and everything. It was in every department. Because he didn't have a job. So he now got a job. Then he got to the post of MD. Then everything changed. He comes to live for service. He no longer belongs to any department. Some people just think that chairs supernaturally just arrange yourself in church. And generator just comes on. Nobody, it's just God. It just comes on. Sound, on. Pastor just got here. By miracle. I disappeared to that. Offer. No. There are people ensuring that everything is working. And you just come, you sit there. Say, I'm blessed. You will reap what you sow. And you will reap where you sow. All your attention is on yourself. One day you stand before Jesus. And he will not ask you how many business, how much did you make, what was your turnover. He's going to ask you, what did you do with the gospel? Paul says, some people will cry. If Paul that speaks about joy so much, tells you that there will be sorrow, you should know the depth. He doesn't mess with words. Yet their only consolation is that they are saved. You reap where you sow. So the third thing is that you reap what? After you sow. Patience, Galatians 6. Are you there now? Verse 8. He that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Can you say that? You reap what you sow. Huh? And you reap where you sow. If you sow to the flesh, you will reap the flesh. He that sows to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting. Can we read verse 9 together? And let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faithful. You will reap after you sow. Some things are in the working. Some of the things you're trusting God for now, they are being worked on. Be patient. He said, if we faint not, we will reap after we sow. There are things I'm teaching us in this church that I know is for the coming years. It's not for now. There are prayers that I know that have gone ahead of us. By the time you see the result, you'll be wondering, is it what we are doing? I know it's what we have done before. What we are seeing today in our ministry is a function of prayers of 2016, 2017. And I just seen 2023. I know because I prayed about it. You will reap after you sow. If you think, oh, because I prayed today now, I must see now. Ah, God, what are you doing about my life? Is it that you want to leave me? No, you reap after you sow. Number four, you will reap more than you sow. This is what I like. Amen. You reap more than you sow. In Genesis 26, I like this one. You reap more than you sow. So you watch what you're sowing. Verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. When you see the Lord blessed him, don't forget God's blessing is primarily about his plan. The first place you hear blessing in the Bible, where God blessed it, something is Genesis 1:28, and it was about be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, have dominion over the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, the beasts of the field. And that was talking about God's plan for the gospel to spread. I've taught that over and over again. If you don't understand what I just said, go and listen to teachings. We have just meet any of the Glorious House Church members. What teaching is this? Where Pastor taught Genesis 1:28. Be fruitful and multiply. That's not about childbearing at all. That's nothing to do with childbearing. They were already giving birth to children before Genesis was written. So, that's nothing to do with children. It has to do with God's plan. to take the seed and be fruitful. What is the seed? It's Christ. His word. I mean, to take the seed, he said, be fruitful and multiply it. Hallelujah. And so when he says, and Isaac was blessed, he reaped in hundredfold. So you will reap more than you sow. Some prayer is just 5 minutes prayer, but you will reap more than you sow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A 30 minutes prayer has saved a man's life before. That's more than he sowed. Sometimes you sow into one man's life, and that one man is the one that will preach to 100 people. You have reaped more than you sow. Reap what you sow. You reap where you sow. You reap after you sow. And you reap more than you sow. Mark 4. Pray for me as a close. Mark chapter 4. Verse 18. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches. I see the way Jesus puts it. This is Jesus talking. He said the deceitfulness of riches. Meaning money has a deceiving appearance. I remember I told someone something some years ago. I said, there are places you get to in life. There are situations that you will detest money. He said, how do I know? I said, that let me first have it first. No, that's a typical Nigerian man's. Let me have it first. And I know that he has deceitfulness. You don't know what you're talking about. If Paul tells you that money is deceitful, then Jesus says the same thing. You'll be unwise not to be listening. Even in the natural circumstances, there was a man like that I was attending to. I was working in Lutz then. In the ICU, he was a politician. And I went to attend to him. He was in the intensive care unit where you're managing life-threatening conditions. And so myself and my colleague went there, and while I was just scrubbing and putting on my gloves, one of my colleague, Ebuka, he said, Pastor, fast, so that we can go. So the man heard, because he was conscious. And then faintly he just said, you're a pastor? I said, yes. He said, tell God to take away all my money. That one is not even ministry. It's just a physical condition. He said, tell God to take away all my money. I just want to be back on my feet. The deceitfulness of riches. The deceitfulness of riches. Are you listening to me this morning? The deceitfulness of riches. So he said, the lust of other things entering it. It choked the word. And it became unfruitful. Can we read verse 20 together? And these are they which are sown on good ground. That's you, right? Such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit. Some 30-fold. Some 60. Some 100, you reap more than you sow. Keep sowing the word. Keep sowing the word. Keep sowing the word in that person's life. Keep sowing positive words. Don't look at someone and say, I don't think I ever serve God. No. So I believe in you. So I know that you will serve God with your lifetime. I believe in you. I believe you will raise men. I believe you will disciple nations. I believe you'll be a man of prayer. I believe that God is walking through you. Keep sowing. You reap after you sow. But definitely, you reap more than you sow. Keep sowing. There's much to reap as we sow. As we sow goodness. As we sow mercy. As we sow our resources into God's work. Into His church. You know, you leave your comfort and then you carry your Bible to go and disciple someone, to go and preach the gospel. You're sowing. And God sees you. Paul says, God is not mocked. I lack that assurance. God is not mocked. You will reap what you sow. In the coming years and months, there's so much harvest for us. I pray for you. And the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, bless the works of your hand. That prospers you everywhere you go. Amen. That blesses you indeed. Amen. That enlarges your coast. Amen. And His hand will follow you everywhere you go. Amen. That your ministry is characterized with signs and wonders. Amen. And there is multiplied number of disciples. Amen. That your body does not yield to sickness. Amen. That you find help everywhere you go. Amen. You will never be stranded. Amen. You will never be hopeless. You will never get to a place where you don't know what to do. You always know what to do. You always know how to do it. You always know where to go. You always know when to go. The Spirit of the Most High God rest upon you. May he teach you all things. May he make way for you where there seems to be no way. May he level mountains before you and exalt valleys. May crooked road be straight. May your way be smooth. Pray for yourself this morning. I let the seed bring forth much fruit. I fill the earth with the glory of your Son. I live in the morn, doing what you be, going where you see, saying what you see. I live in the morn. I let the seed bring forth much fruit. I fill the earth with the glory of your Son. I live in the morn, doing what you be, going where you see, saying what you said. Oh Lord Jesus, the seed of camp meeting, I begin to see the fruit. I begin to see the fruit. You said your right hand is with me. You said it keeps me everywhere I go. Camp meeting is my meeting. This is the mountain where everything changed. Your throne, O God, is forever. Your throne, O God, is forever. Your throne, O God, is forever. As we preach and teach, your throne, O God, is forever. Your right hand does valiantly. Your right hand does valiantly. Your right hand does valiantly. The shout of rejoicing will be heard in the tabernacle of the righteous. For the right hand of God does valiantly. We see it in ourselves. We see it in our meetings. We see it in our church. We see it in our lives. That the right hand of God is exalted. Far above all principality and power. And every name. And dominion. And every name that is named not only in this world. But also in that which is to come. That you bless us indeed. And enlarge our coast. And that your hand is with us everywhere we go. And you keep us from evil. We begin to see multiplied harvests of the seed sown in these 5 days. I am a more responsible believer. I'm wiser and stronger. And better. I find your wisdom wise enough. I don't walk in my own way. I don't seek my own plans. Only what you want. Only where you lead. The rest of this year, I'm walking in your plans. You're coming here. Is full of harvests. We begin to see the fruit of camp meeting. We are not mere attendees. No, we are blessed. From today, the fruits begin to show. The word has been sown. We see the harvest of the word. We begin to reap the harvest of it. Your church is marching on. The gate of hell will not withstand it. The gate of hell will not withstand it. The gate of hell will not withstand it. The gate of hell will not contain it. We are blessed indeed. As a church, we are blessed indeed. Our coasts are enlarged. To the north, to the south, to the west, to the east, all over Africa. Our coasts are enlarged. Your hand is with us.